I'm Leah Fleming. In GPB News, tomorrow voters head to the polls in the Georgia primary elections. Yesterday, the two Democratic candidates vying for governor met in Atlanta for their final debate. Former State House Minority Leader Stacey Abrams challenged former State Representative Stacey Evans for past statements on making work requirements a condition for Medicaid recipients. Evans said that she did not support such requirements. Meanwhile, Evans continued to challenge Abrams over her record on HOPE scholarships, accusing her of overseeing cuts to the program. Abrams defended her record, saying that she worked alongside Republicans to save HOPE in the face of great financial pressure. Either candidate will be the first female Democratic gubernatorial nominee in Georgia, and if elected in November, the first female governor of the state. A piece of Macon segregation-era history will be preserved with a little help from Atlanta's Fox Theater. GPB's Grant Blankenship explains.
The Fox Theater Institute gives money to historic theaters across Georgia for preservation. In Macon, that means a $23,500 grant that will start the renovation of the blacks-only upper balcony, built in 1904, of the city's Grand Opera House. Graham Slayton is the executive director of the Grand. He says the steep and dangerous seats shed light on life in the Jim Crow South.
It was that era of separate but equal, but it was not equal.
Slayton hopes to solve a mystery of the balcony. How did people get up there? A 1970s expansion of the neighboring Bibb County Courthouse obliterated the blacks-only entrance to the Grand Opera House. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
Property tax assessments for Fulton County residents will go out tomorrow, and county leaders are warning residents that in many cases, property values will be substantially higher this year. Last year, Fulton County leaders froze values at 2016 levels after residents complained about huge jumps in their values. The AJC reports that they were up an average of 13%. A recent report from a Department of Revenue said the county had not performed a comprehensive reevaluation of all property since 2006. It faulted the county for failing to maintain an accurate and uniform tax digest. The Atlanta Braves pulled off an improbable comeback yesterday, defeating the Miami Marlins by a final score of 10-9. GPB's Taylor Gant reports.
Some fans were headed for the exits at SunTrust Park, with the Braves down 6 runs going into the ninth inning. But the team saved their best work for last, coming all the way from behind to pick up the win on this hit from Dansby Swanson.
The 2-2 pitch. Line drive!
Thanks to Swanson's last-second heroics, the Braves remain the top team in their division. They'll begin a 3-game series against second-place Philadelphia tonight. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
It is 68 degrees under clear skies. This is 88.5 GPB Atlanta.